Tonight, we are going to jump into something that's a little bit different than normal well style. So you've heard from a lot of my friends who have brought really great messages. And the last time you heard from me, I made you interact with each other. And I'm going to do it again. So we're doing something called Lectio Divina. It is a discipline of the church. It started in the 6th century, and it's basically a meditative reading of scripture. Cool? So that's the word. That's how you spell it if you're a note taker. And I want to give you some history on it. So it's been around for a long time, and it is a way to engage in scripture in a new way. So a lot of times when we go to church or we read the Bible on our own, we study it, which is awesome. Studying scripture is important. And we analyze it and we try to take everything out of it that we can so that we can apply it to our lives. Hopefully, that's the goal of studying scripture. But there's also different ways to read scripture. You can read it devotionally, where it is not so much study, but it's reading a devotional, so going through it day by day, how it affects your life in less of a study way, I guess. And then there's different practices, and Lectio Divina is one of them. It's one of my favorite. We do it in Well Leadership a lot. And so tonight, did I miss anything? Oh, and it's the goal of it is to commune with God and to have a better understanding of his word in a new way. So a different kind of understanding would be not just head knowledge, but through this sort of activity, it hopefully makes its way from your head to your heart. Cool? Okay. There are 4 stages of it. Those 4 stages are read, meditate, pray, contemplate. So there's a passage of scripture that I will read 3 times. The first time I read it, all I want you to do is identify one word that sticks out to you. And then it will be followed by a period of silence. Kind of like that. Then I will read the same scripture again. And I want you to pay attention to what phrase sticks out to you, followed by a period of silence where you can contemplate it, meditate on it, and then I'll read it a 3rd time. And that 3rd time, as I'm reading it, I want you to sense what you think God is telling you about your own life. So you'll listen for one word that sticks out to you, you'll listen for a phrase that sticks out to you, and then you'll listen for what you think that God is saying to you through that passage tonight. At the Well, we operate in a way that we believe that God still speaks to us. So that means that he's involved in your life, that he has things to say to you, that he cares about who you are and what you do, and that he can be communicated with at any point in time. Because he's way bigger than time. He's with us. We sing songs about, thank you, God, for being with us. But if we truly trust that he's with us, then he can also interact with us. And if this is something that's new to you, that's okay. I encourage you to lean into it. And God talking to you isn't always like this. For me, it's never been a loud, booming voice. It's a lot like a gut feeling to me, or the little voice in my head is kind of what God's voice sounds like, but it's way smarter than me and wiser in every possible way. And so when I say, I want you to sense what you think God is saying to you, it's what is a theme that keeps coming out each time this passage is read? And that's probably something that God wants to talk to you about tonight. And then after this is where the interaction comes. I want you to find 2 other people and share that and pray for each other. So whatever level of sharing you're comfortable with, just tell them the word that stuck out to you, the phrase, or what you think that God is saying, and then pray for each other. Any questions? Good deal. Okay, so the passage may be familiar to some of you. Maybe some of you have never heard this before. It comes from Psalm 23. It's the whole of Psalm 23. And it's not gonna be on the screen because I don't want you to analyze anything. All I want you to do is listen. But to set up some background on this, this psalm is written by a guy named David, King David. He grew up as, what's a person called? A shepherd. It's like a person that herds sheep. He grew up as a shepherd. He was the youngest in his family. And this prophet came to his house to find the next king after King Saul, who was kind of mean. And the dad of the seven sons didn't even bring David in because he was such a wuss. And he's like, certainly this son of mine is not going to be the king. So he goes through, Samuel goes through all of the different brothers and is like, no, you have one more. Like, where's the other one? And so the dad is like, well, he's out with the sheep. David is picked and anointed as the next king of Israel. He is also the guy who beat Goliath, if you've heard of the story of David and Goliath. Goliath was a giant. David is a normal-sized human, and he beat Goliath with a stone. He's also the king who was caught in adultery. He was, a lot of people tried to kill him. Not a lot of people liked him. So he's run away for a lot of his life, but he grew up as a shepherd. And so he's this guy who's known as a man after God's own heart. That's what, like, scholars will call him. But he's had this crazy past. And so he writes poetry, which are the Psalms. And they're coming out of his life experience. So Psalm 23 is coming out of David's life experience, and we believe that it has something to say to us. And so that's a little bit of background on him. He's not just the best guy ever, but the Lord transformed him in such a way that he is now known as one of the best kings of Israel, a man after God's own heart. So here we find ourselves in Psalm 23. You can close your eyes, do whatever, but just get comfortable because you're going to be here for a little bit. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. Okay, that was three times with a minute of silence each. Now for this next part, find two people. If there's someone left out, there can be four. But three is a good number. So find two people and share with them what you're sensing. Try to notice any themes that are coming out and then pray for each other. And I'll circle us back after you're done. Go. Okay, if you didn't have a chance to finish praying for each other, you can do that during the next worship set if you'd like. But does anyone want to share if there were any themes that came out in your group? All right, well, thank you all for sharing. If you want to keep praying together, you are welcome to do that. If you want a well leader to pray with you or me to pray with you, we're available. Some folks will be in the front or in the back. And there's always a prayer wall on your way out if you like want to be super anonymous, but our team will commit to praying for you. So we're going to step back into worship. I'll pray for us. And then we've got some more songs, and then you can go to a spooktacular event downstairs. Lord, we're really thankful. We're really thankful for you. Thank you for meeting us here. Thank you for speaking to us. And thank you for the words and phrases that stuck out to each and every person in this room. I pray that this would not be something that's left here, but it would be something that we take with us throughout our week. God, that we could trust in your constant goodness and your constant mercy to go before us in our lives. And that walking with you truly is the best life possible. And so I pray that in a new way we would grasp what your love is like tonight. And as we enter into these last couple songs, God, I pray that you would just continue to break open our hearts and speak to us. That we'd begin to trust you more and know you more and love you more because of how good and faithful you are in our lives. Amen.